Third parak of kiddushin, 12th mishnah. Kol makom sheyesh kiddushin ve'ein aveira. If they are happily married and they did not do any aveira in their marriage, avlad oylechach hazocha. Then the status of the son, the child, is the same as the meal, as the father. For example, kohenes levi yisraelim shenasa kohen levi yisrael. All those are allowed to marry one another. The status of the child goes by the father. The father is a Kohen, the child is a Kohen, the father is a Levi, the child is a Levi, the father is Israel, the child is Israel. We don't take into account what the mother is. Yeah, okay. Chomok Moshesh Kedushin, V'yesh Aveira. Any place where there is Kedushin and there is Aveira. Then Avlad Oichalach HaPogum. If they did an illegal kedushin, but the kedushin take effect, then the vlad goes by the one who is pogum, who has lost his status. The eizu is almona l'koin godl. If almona marries a koin godl or grusha chlutza a koin hedya, these are two cases of isurei chitun that they're not allowed to marry these kohanim. So the male of the child becomes a chol lo, he becomes pogum. Mamzer is nesin l'Yisrael, bas Yisrael l'nosin l'mamzer. A mamzer marries a Yisrael, or nosin is a type of eved, that's not allowed to marry into the Jewish shevet. And they married a bas Yisrael, or the other way around, the bas Yisrael married a nosin, a male nosin l'mamzer. All these cases, the child is a mamzer, or nosin. So in other words, one of the two is pogum, it doesn't make a difference to the father or the mother. Any one of the two parents has its pgam, the child has it, retains the pgam. Somebody that the issur is so severe that the kedushin does not take effect between these two people, but it is a type of person that kedushin would take effect between him and somebody else. Child is a mamzer. All the chayov increases. Somebody who has relations with his mother, his daughter, his daughter-in-law, all these sister, brother's wife, etc. Their marriage does not take effect because of the Issacharis. And they can marry other people. But in such a union, the child is a mamzer. Well, mi she'ein lo yalav lechem kedushin, is somebody that cannot have kedushin at all because of his status, then a vlad kamoisa, and the vlad is always like that parent, whether it's the father or the mother. V'zehu vlad shivcha v'nochus. So it's not. Truth is, it's not a father or the mother. This is a woman who cannot have kedushin to anybody. The child has the same status as her. Basically, talking about a non-Jewish woman that can't have kedushin to anybody. Her child has her status. If she's not Jewish, the child is not Jewish. Or if she's a shifcha, the child is a shifcha. Or never.